message was recorded during an 8-day series of services beginning April 12, 1959.
Broken among the tombs Structure for men and women, boys and girls to gaze upon. In fact, countless hundreds of people every day stand at the crossroads of the world and admire this great engineering feat of mankind. But yet I wonder how many people actually realize what is in the making of this Empire State Building. I'm told that if all of the materials were to be placed into one train, that it would take a train over 58 miles long. Think of it, if you will. A train longer than the distance or around the distance between Gary, Indiana and Michigan City. A train that long to carry all of the materials used in the construction of this great building. I'm told that inside the Empire State Building that there are 1,232 elevator doors. That there are 6 million bricks. Six million bricks and 10,000 windows. And yet with all of this tremendous weight, which totals some 303,000 tons, the Empire State Building sinks below the surface of the earth three stories. And we would ask tonight the question that is the inevitable question, will the Empire State Building ever fall? Will it ever crumble? Will it ever crumble? And geologists come back with a very assuring answer, no. No, because it is firmly grounded upon granite, which is the bedrock of the world. But an even more interesting assurance comes to us from Christ. Christ as in God in the beginning, who made the elements that eventually created this granite. And on one occasion, he spoke some very profound words that also should have a deep, significant meaning to us tonight concerning a foundation. When he told his disciples and he asked them, rather, why call me Lord and do not the things which I say? Men, whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, then I'll show you to whom he is like. You see, fellows, he is like a man that built a house and digged deep. He laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose and the stream beat vehemently upon that house, it could not shake it. For that house was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built a house upon the earth, and against which the stream did beat, and immediately it fell. And the ruin of that house was great. No doubt the surrounding area was that which suggested and inspired this illustration that Christ used. Because you see, the land was very hilly, and you could see various streams coming from Galilee as they would rush down through the ravines and the lot. And Christ uses this to call to the attention of his followers that those two men may go out and build a house on the same plot of ground, on the same acre. One will fall and can fall, and one will not necessarily have to fall.